Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm so glad that you are all here with me. And of course, starting your day in a positive way. We've got a great show for you. And I always want to make sure that you can know where to listen to us when we're not on air. You can download our podcast. And of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. I have some tickets to give away. And of course, it's to the Oxnard Performing Arts Center, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones. That's happening Saturday, November 11th, 8 o'clock. I've got tickets, and all you have to do is call me or text me again right now at 805-419-0008. That's again 419-0008. And you, I just want to make sure that you know that you can stream us here on KVTA.com. Again, I've got something happening in a couple weeks, and I'd love you to be a part of it. It's completely free, and it is all about breaking through to your next chapter, your next lifestyle, your next whatever that is. And I have incredible entrepreneurs that are going to be joining me and sharing their tasks and tricks and all their experience. And that is happening November 15th. So if you are interested, text me again saying me, and we will get some tickets to you. And again, that is completely free. I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is a positive attitude may not solve all your problems, but that is the only option we have if we want to get out of our problems. So I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. My first guest, I am really excited to have him join us, Mitch Russell. He is his newest book is Coach Evaluation. He finds ways to add reoccurring revenue in your existing businesses. Who doesn't want that? I'm ready to sign up right now. Optimize your ideal clients and use systems to scale rapidly. He's a mindful guidance coach. And of course, let's introduce and welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, talk to us a little bit about yourself, and then let's talk about some top reasons why businesses fail and how we can fix them. I love that.
Sure. So a little bit about me. I started my first company literally as a kid, where I would do like a lot of kids did back then. We'd wash cars, sell greeting cards door to door, anything to make a buck. I was very entrepreneurial. Then at the age of 16, I started a band, turned that into a business, and was able to book some fantastic gigs at the age of 16, $500 a night in 1969. Back then, that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then
I mean,
finally,
at 16, that's still a lot of money, okay?
Yeah, that's true. But this goes back a long time.
It sure does.
And in my 20s, I started my software company called Time Slips Corporation. And I started that company with a partner. We each put $5,000 in. And that grew pretty rapidly. We were very, very lucky and had some great success with it. We eventually sold that company for well over $10 million. And that happened, you know, basically in around 9 years. So it wasn't quick. But at the same time, it was very successful. So we're very, very happy with the results. Then I went on to become partners with Tony Robbins.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So Tony and I, oh, amazing. Just amazing. Tony is such a gift to humanity. And we had such a good time working together. And we scaled that to almost $30 million in revenue. And then my partner, our partner in that business, Chet Holmes, unfortunately passed away. And I used moment in time to basically reprioritize. And I started working again on my own. That's when I started writing. I wrote three books. The first one is called The Invisible Organization, which is all about transitioning companies from brick and mortar to virtual. The second book was called Power Tribes, which is all about how to build very profitable certification businesses. And then the third book, which you mentioned, is called Coach Elevation, which is my coaching process that I have perfected over many, many years that helps people really get to the heart of the matter when coaching others.
Wow, I love that. And you really share that, like, step by step?
I do. Every step of the way, it's all in the book.
I love that. So talk to us, first of all, congratulations on what a great journey. And so who are the people that you help the most? Is it startups? Is it people that are already established and maybe just haven't? Like, how long do you think, if you have a successful business, how long should it take you to be successful?
You know, that's
kind of an open question right there, right?
Yeah. It depends on a lot of things. Yeah, I think the first question you ask is why do businesses fail, or what typically goes into the process like that. And my belief is that businesses fail because they don't do enough planning and they don't have enough resources. That's my belief.
Okay.
So without resources, and that typically means money, people are relying on a very shallow reservoir of money to transition into a business. My advice to entrepreneurs who are scaling individually is always the same, which is start your business before you leave your job and grow it slowly until you can duplicate your salary with profits from the business. And that's when you start thinking about making it time to leave.
Wow. Okay. I like it. I like it a lot. So how can someone take a good product or service and get it out there inexpensively if they don't have that backing?
Right. So the cheapest way, the fastest way is to do some things which I've done over the years and which I work with my clients on doing as well. And that's being a guest on podcasts, number one. And that is a very specific process. Number two is how to write and publish press releases, another very, very specific process. And number three is how to find joint venture partners, people who will sell your products for you if they can earn a commission doing so. Those are the three things that are nearly free or free. And by the way, I've written a guide on how to do that. If you like, I could share the URL so people can get it for free.
Oh, yeah. We'll put that in our newsletter. Thank you. Yeah. If you could send that to me, that would be great.
Okay.
And, or is it even somewhere that you can put it on?
Sure.
Can you just say it right now? Yeah.
Sure. Just go to ProfitStackingSecrets.com.
Okay.
ProfitStackingSecrets.com, and you'll be able to download for free the entire guidebook on how to do exactly what I just described. And this is how I scaled TimeSlips Corporation. When I started TimeSlips, like I said, we had $5,000 apiece into this company. And I would say half of that was used just to create my legal work to create the business and our partnership agreement. And the other part of that was spent on buying our first piece of equipment, which was a computer. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of resources, so we had to rely on what most people would be considered is free.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So let me ask you, okay, what role do marketing skills actually play in scaling a company? Because, I mean, you know, having a radio show and really, teaching people business skills, we need to know that.
Yes, of course. And truth is that marketing skills are essential. If you don't have marketing skills, then unfortunately you're going to have to hire them or pay for them. And the day of marketing is here, meaning it's easy to do. It's relatively quick. It's relatively free, not completely free, but relatively free. And if you're willing to put some time into learning social media marketing, it's a great way to get started. I mean, I know people who have Instagram pages with 500,000 followers, and when they drop a link on their page as a post, they get a ton of orders, they get a ton of attraction. And, you know, again, if you have 12 followers, that's not going to work. But if you have 500,000, it works great.
Right.
So
there you go.
You've got to learn how to do that.
And is that something you teach?
That's something I help people to develop. I don't teach it per se. I show people the process, and then we bring in inexpensive VAs to do the what I call the heavy lifting, while my client and I focus on the strategy. That's kind of what we do.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. I mean, those are some things that, you know, they don't even, people starting in the business don't even know that these are some of the links to success. And I think that's so important.
I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you, what about service businesses like coaching or training? What would their best, bet be to scale their business?
That's such a great question.
My
number one go-to for scaling my own coaching business is to use testimonials. Now, clearly, if you don't have good testimonials, you have to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard to get good testimonials, even if you've never performed a service for a company before, because what you want to do is you want to start out serving. And what I mean by serving is go out and help people. It's that simple. Go out, help a bunch of people. And if you help them and if you were able to do a great job for them, I'm pretty sure they'd be thrilled to give you a testimonial. They don't. No one has to know that they didn't pay for the service, that you're just trying things out and, you know, making things work. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Make sense?
That's really good advice. I mean, you know, pro bono, right? A lot of things, you try it out and you see how it works. And if it helps people, then, you know, you're on the right road.
Exactly. Exactly. Just help others and get, you know, 3, 4, 5 great testimonials. And you know, when I first started out 25 years or so ago, I didn't charge at all. I just did it to make sure that I was able to help. That was the way I was contributing back then. And then finally, people kept asking over and over and over again, can I help them? Can I help them? And when I started to say yes enough and got great testimonials, I then was able to charge. And that's how I started my coaching business.
And I'm glad that you brought that up, because for me, I think people need to know their worth. And how does that, I mean, it only happens by that, you know, people asking you more and more of your superpower and how you can help them, correct?
Correct. That's exactly right. If you are able to show people that you can and have helped others, then odds are they will want your help. And it's also a very natural process. You know, it's not as if you're trying to do something that somebody doesn't want to do. They're coming to you for help. You're helping them. And then from there, they're saying something nice about you. If you can get a recording of that, then at that point, you have a testimonial. Get 5 of those, start sharing them on social media, start inviting people to connect with you to help solve a particular problem. And before you know it, you'll have people who want your help.
I love it. And leading right into that is my next question. How does somebody transition from a job to having a company? So when you're doing your superpower, right, and people start liking it, and so you slowly, like when I still am, but a hair therapist, and then I was moving into radio, and I was doing both until radio took over, and I slowly was like, you know what, I'm going to slowly slide out of this one and move into that one. Talk to us about that.
Well, once again, you know, you are in a service business, and the nice thing about a service business is that you can do it while doing other things, number one. Number two, your fees are proportionate to the value you deliver. So if I can help you make $500,000, most people who have a real business would pay me $100,000, as an example, to get them $500,000. So it's the sort of thing, well, maybe you have something that is not necessarily money-oriented, like getting people to stop smoking or lose weight. Well, if you can show proof that you know how to do that and you've done it before, and then you could charge, you know, a relatively small amount of money, but still worth it. So if I could pay $300 or $500 to work with a coach to help me to stop smoking or lose weight, if that was one of my problems, then that would be very logical and sensible for me to do so, and it would be a great value. So my formula is very simple. Go slow, figure out what your real gifts are, and then start helping others and see where they lead you.
I love it. I mean, really, that's such a practical way. And it's not like taking yourself out on a limb or doing something that, you know, is really scary because you're doing what you love. And when you do what you love, it's not like working, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So where should somebody start?
Where should somebody start what?
The transition.
Well, they should start by keeping whatever income source they have now. Do not jeopardize that.
Right.
No matter what happens. Keep that income source in place and start experimenting with a side hustle. I mean, look, I have friends, I'm sure you do too, that drive Uber as a side hustle. Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And that's just, you know, you could do that. It's not my favorite thing to do. I would prefer someone really figure out what their true gifts are. So maybe you're a photographer. Maybe you could shoot a wedding. Maybe you could, you know, shoot a wedding.
I call it 50 ways to find the money, okay? And start writing all the things down that you love and go do them and have fun and make money until you get to that next place in your life. I love it. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. And then finally, see who'll pay for what you love to do.
There you go. Mitch, I love, you know what? This was so much fun. I actually would love to bring you back because I think we can dive so much deeper in. But how do my listeners find your book and find you?
Oh, of course. They can simply go to MitchRusso.com, MitchRusso.com. And from there, they can see everything on my website and find my book, find my software platform, find my programs, everything.
There you go. And Mitch, I'm going to ask you, can you share me and my show with your people? And I'm going to do the same for you.
Got a deal.
Okay. And let's connect on social. And I'd love to have you back.
Absolutely. Anytime, Kim.
You got it. Have a really great day. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. All right. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, when we come back, we're going to talk with Kim O'Brien. She is Survival Swim with Kim. And even though it's getting a little cooler out, it does not change anything. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And again, if you are interested in seeing the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, November 11th, 8 p.m., text me right now at 805-419-0008, and we'll get tickets out to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit tntams.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to tntams.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, Kim O'Brien. And her, you know, I'm telling you, this lady has given back to so many families. Her business is Survival Swim with Kim. She's giving children the skills and confidence needed to be safer in the water. Kim, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And of course, you know, we were just briefly talking about this, and because it's getting cool outside doesn't mean that we need to stop teaching our children how to be safe in the water, correct?
Absolutely not. Swimming is not just a one-time event. Learning to swim is a progression, and so you want to think of it as a long-term activity, not just, I learned to swim and that's it. Kids need to practice all the time, and the more they practice, the more those skills become ingrained in their muscle memory, and they'll be safer for it.
I love that. And kids are so curious, right? So it could be, you know, Thanksgiving, and I just want to say, God forbid, but Thanksgiving, you have all the family over, and one little kid finds his way out to your neighbor or the family that you're visiting, and we have ours, have a fence around it, but some people don't, and we need to definitely make this not the number one cause of death, correct?
Oh, I wish that would be the case, Kim. I wish we could get those numbers lowered. Swimming or water danger doesn't go away just because the seasons change. It is always there. It is always present. And it is the number one cause of death for kids under five in the United States.
So it is scary.
It is so scary. It is so important to have your kids know how to react to that water and to watch them no matter what the season. No matter what they're wearing, they could fall in the water wearing snow clothes. And if they know what to do, then great. But if they don't, that is the worst scenario ever, Kim.
There you go. And you actually just brought my next question up, is you actually have them jump in at the end with all their clothes on to make sure that their water's safe, correct?
I do, yes. We practice for all seasons. So they practice in their summer clothes, they practice in their fall clothes, and they practice in their winter clothes, including shoes. If families spend a lot of time in snowy weather, you know, we don't have that here in California, but other places do. I've had kids wear full snowsuits in the pool. It looks hilarious, but they still know what to do in those heavy clothes.
I love that. And Kim, you have you break it down into class details. Fierce floaters. Talk to us about that class.
Sure. So floaters are babies who are not walking yet. So if you have an infant that is 6 months or older, they're rolling over on the ground, but they're not walking, then they would be a floater in the water. They can learn how to automatically roll over and float on their back if they fell in the water. They'll know how to hold that breath so that they're not, you know, drinking the water or inhaling the water. They know how to close that mouth, hold their breath, roll over, and float until help comes. I time all babies.
Yeah.
For them, they also do a clothes test at the end. So they wear clothes as well to in the water, but they also have to float for 5 minutes. So I make sure that they, you know, if they bobble up and down, they know how to fix themselves and they stay there. They don't get impatient and something happens. So we do a 5 minute test at the end, and it is amazing to watch a baby just float around the pool for 5 minutes.
That's incredible. And now Water Warriors, talk to us about that.
So that would be kids who are walking or who are running, who have been walking for several months and through age 3. And those kids will learn how to swim with their face in the water, how to roll over and float on their back when they need air or rest, and then how to roll over and swim again. So they can make their way to the edge of the pool if needed. They can roll over and float on their back when they're tired or they need air. They know how to get to safety, whichever way is easiest for them. And as long as a kid is walking well, then they can learn how to swim in the water a short distance.
I love that. And then kinder kids.
So that's for anybody 4 and older. And those kids learn the same skills. They learn how to swim with their face in the water, roll and float, roll and swim again. But then they can also learn basic arm strokes. So we add in some basic arm strokes with those kids as well once they get the basic safety skills down. So they're just a little more advanced because they're older, but they learn the same safety skills in addition to basic swim skills.
Okay, very good. And okay, I always I'm amazed when you tell me this. How many classes do you have and how many families are you touching?
Oh my goodness, Kim. It was an amazing year, and I'm not done. I still am teaching because swimming isn't just a summer sport. It goes year round. So lessons are still happening. But I have taught about 150 kids this year. That's 3,000 total lessons, Kim.
Wow.
3,000 lessons and over 500 hours in the water. It was an amazing year. I have met so many wonderful families, and it just touches my heart every time I see those little ones get their skills and become safer in the water. It is an awesome sight to see.
Wow. And of course, I never like to bring this up, but we always never want to remember your little angel that really, unfortunately, you didn't have the knowledge before. And can you briefly just talk to us about that?
In honor of my daughter, Kiriana, I started teaching these lessons. And because of her, I have been able to teach so many kids, and I'm just so blessed that hopefully these families will be a little safer and they won't have to go through what me and my family had to go through. We lost my daughter when she was 2.5 to a drowning, and it happens in the blink of an eye, Kim. A gate at a house she was at just happened to not close all the way, and that's how it happens. It's something freak accident. They sneak out a dog door. Kids are curious at that toddler age, and it can happen just instantly. It happens at parties when there's lots of people around because everybody thinks someone else is watching the kids, but in actuality, nobody is watching the kids. And so that's how accidents happen. It is It takes less than 30 seconds for a child to drown. And it just is so important for them to have this added layer of protection to know what to do as soon as they hit that water.
Wow. God forbid, nobody wants to go through that. And so how long are lessons, first of all?
So lessons are one of the keys to these lessons to build that muscle memory for kids so that this skill becomes ingrained. It's not just something that they learn and they have to try and remember. It's something that becomes part of their muscle memory. It's an automatic response, just like walking becomes an automatic response. This skill of learning how to roll and float becomes an automatic response. So in order to do that, they need to practice a lot. So we have lessons 4 days a week, 10 minutes a day for 6 weeks. And in that amount of time, they build that muscle memory, learn how to do that skill and perfect that skill, and it just becomes second nature. Now, again, kids need to practice. You know, they will learn the skill, but they have to practice all the time to build and build and build their skills.
Right. Kim O'Brien, I love what you do, and thank you for being a community angel. How do our listeners find you?
Sure, they can find me at survivalswimwithkim.com. Also, I am on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Survival Swim with Kim. And you can call or text at 805-620-7177.
There you go. Happy holidays, and thank you for being part of our show. And, of course, everyone can listen to your commercials. They're amazing.
Yeah, and if people are looking for a great holiday gift, you know, instead of getting a new toy that will be broken in a few months, Survival Swim Lessons is a great gift. I've had families go in together to chip in for this great gift to give to a little one.
Great idea. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you.
And, of course, my next guest is Christopher Gray, and I'm excited to have him because of course, this is National Scholarship Month, and Christopher, I mean, you are a Shark Tank winner. I'm so excited to talk to you because, you know, it's like one of those things you watch all the time, and of course, you are the Scholly app creator, and oh my gosh, I can't even believe that you won $1.3 million in scholarships, so congratulations. Was that scary, or did you just, I got this?
I was in college at the time. It was, so I was like 22, and you know, a senior in college, and it was great. But I did get to deal with two sharks, Damon John, Laura Grenier. They've been amazing, you know, investment supporters, so that's been great. So it was good.
That's cool. And was this just your idea, or, I mean, obviously at that time, and when was that? How long ago?
It was, Shark Tank was 8 years ago. We launched them there 8 years ago. You know, me and my two co-founders, one I won a scholarship with, that's how we met, and another co-founder of mine also, like, I went to school, we went to the same college, so Nick Parola and Bryson Love, so we collectively got together idea to really build the product.
I love that. So, of course, first of all, it's just in time for National Scholarship Month, as we talked about, right? But tell me a little bit about, I looked it up, and of course, anybody that's going to college could just jump on this app, and it will totally help them. Why is it important for students to really get this help, finding a scholarship? I know one of my daughters, actually both of my daughters, had incredible scholarships. So one had a full ride, and one had as many as she could possibly get. And my other son took a different direction, but many roads to success, but scholarships totally help.
Yeah, I think that the fact is there's a lot of free money out there, $1 million in scholarships that go unclaimed every year, and that's really the problem, right? Students need help finding this money. It's out there. It doesn't go it goes unclaimed. So and you're talking about putting a huge hand in the student debt by doing so and making college way more affordable. So that's why it's really important. That's why, you know, the concept of Scholly is so important, a free tool to help students find all this free money that's available to them.
I love it. And so tell us about Scholly. Like, how did you even come up with this?
I won the scholarships myself, and I saw how hard it was for me. And then I see how hard it is for other people. So I wanted to leverage technology as a way to do that because it was a personal journey for me, right? And being able to help other people, it's, really will be over to like make college an option, make it affordable, reduce student debt by helping them find this free money through scholarships.
Very cool. And of course, it's a free app, correct?
Yes, it's a free app. You can get it on the free mobile and web app.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how does Scholly work? Talk to us.
Right. So the mobile and web app, Scholly mobile app, they instantly help students find money for college. We turn the months of looking for scholarships into minutes, right? You put in your information, takes like a minute, you're instantly matched with scholarships you qualify for, no matter if you're a high school student, current college student, or a graduate student, or returning student, you're instantly matched with all these opportunities. We're constantly letting you know about more of them. And we've helped students secure over $100 million in scholarships so far. So that's been great. So we've really been, you know, just really, an app is free and it's accessible to everyone now that we're part of Sallie Mae. So we're here to just celebrate National Scholarship Month and really making sure that people, you know, are leveraging Scholly as a tool to, you know, be able to help them pay for college.
I love it. And how does Sallie Mae help students pay for their education?
With Sallie Mae, we're an education solutions company. So we're focused on, you know, free money first. So by, you know, now that we have Scholly, we have the ability to help a lot of people prioritizing getting that free money first, prioritizing, you know, getting as many scholarships as they can, right? And that's what, you know, that's kind of where our priority are, as, you know, as Sallie Mae's brand, and that's kind of what we kind of want to focus on. We do have student loan products that we're known for, where you can take out a loan, but we want students to know that's gap financing, and we really want to prioritize them getting free money first. And really, again, access all the scholarships that's just sitting out there waiting for them. But they just, until Scholly, not really know where to find it.
I love that. And do you have any advice going through this, developing this, and really just being the brains behind this with your other, you know, team? What other advice for parents and students that they can do when they're going through this really stressful time that's going to be their key to their future, basically, right?
Start early. You want to start early so you can get in front and get as many awards, you know, for your child as possible. I mean, to as students, just to be aware. You don't want to wait till the last minute because you want to start the process. So get the app today, get the app now, because we want you to be able to get that free money, get matched with this, make scholarship you qualify so you can understand and, you know, and get an understanding how much college is going to cost you and what opportunities are out there, what other free opportunities are out there for you.
I love it. And so really quick, I have to ask this, back to Shark Tank, dealing with Damon, Dawn, and Lori Greiner. What was your biggest, aha moment, I guess?
It was just really, you know, I was young, and I think, like, the big aha moment was just really just knowing how many people you can help with technology, right? And I think, you know, Shark Tank gave a pop, all the reactions, you know, there were certain scholarship website that crashed because they were getting like thousands of hits per second, you know, so it was just seeing the impact you're able to have, seeing the platform, and just seeing where Scholly has grown, it's just been so meaningful for me because it's just, I've been able to really help others in a way, you know, in a full circle way that really, you know, that really impacted me as well.
Yeah, I love that. And you were also on Oprah's inaugural Super Soul 100 honorees. I mean, you just, you know, this is incredible as opposed to all of the magazine, features and everything. So congratulations. Where are you at today, 8 years forward? How does that look?
Well, I'm in Lillian, D.C., and the team has grown. That you know, we are part of Sallie Mae now, and that has just been, you know, really powerful to just have be fine, you know, have the resource and the ability to be able to scale kind of what we're doing, and I think that's important. We're now at a point where we're getting bigger. We have some really cool products and things that we're working on, and, you know, just being able to impact more people, and I'm older now, so, you know, just at a good stage in my life and being able to, you know, really, you know, just really just getting back and really grounding ourselves in the work and being able to still just do what we do best, and that's helping people find free money for college.
I love it. Christopher Gray, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This truly is The Brighter Side of Life right here. And where can my listeners go for more information?
Go to myscholly.com, or you can download the app for free in the iPhone and Android app store.
Okay. Well, please connect with me on social, and I'd love to share this with so many people.
Awesome. Will do. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Have a great rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, in October, I love this. We always talk about honoring the emergency workers on First Responders Day and New Tech with Maggie Halbach. You're the president of Verizon Frontline, and I think we spoke last year, and it's like another year went by, and really just to honor all the contributions of the paramedics, firefighters, police, EMTs, and the public safety professionals who put their lives on the line to protect all of us and the world, really. I mean, and oh my God, if we haven't had tragedies, I don't know if I'm just getting older and I see more, but wow. So welcome, Maggie, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. You know, I'm so honored to be speaking to you ahead of National First Responders Day, and I'm really pleased to join you again. We've had a long-standing partnership with the public safety community here at Verizon, working hand in hand with first responders on the front lines for more than 30 years, and we've seen a lot of change over that time. You know, we built Verizon Frontline with and for first responders to meet their very unique, but also their evolving communications needs. And I'm super proud of the fact that every day we support those men and women, those brave men and women who serve our communities. And over 37,000 public safety agencies have chosen Verizon Frontline to meet their critical communications needs. But we also recognize it goes beyond just the network and the critical communications. We recognize the importance of partnership with public safety organizations and associations, and we want to ensure that we demonstrate our appreciation to this community. I wanted to share a fun little way that we tried to do that last Sunday in Miami. We honored first responders during a first lap for first responders, where public safety agencies were able to take that ceremonial first lap at the NASCAR Forever 400. And it allowed fans to show their appreciation. So just ask your listeners, just please take a moment, shake a hand, say a thank you. It means a lot.
That is so wonderful. You know, whenever I see somebody, I'm like, thank you so much for your service. Really, that's what it's all about. It really, it's about the brighter side of life. And so let me ask you, you know, what are you hearing from the first responders about their tech priorities? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you know, we've had a long number of years with first responders, and we understand that those needs have changed not only as the technology has evolved, but also as the manner with which we do first response work has changed. And so we also provided our first responders an opportunity to participate in our Verizon Frontline Public Safety Communication Survey just recently. Nearly 2,000 first responders responded. Key takeaway is reliable communications, most important. And interesting that I would just remind your listeners is communications is not just about that voice comms for our first responders. Might have been one once upon a time, but now it's really becoming more important or equally important to have that data, the situational awareness that is beyond the voice communication that's so critical. Think about geolocation information. Think about video. Think about a license plate reader. Those are the types of tools that are now becoming available as just the standard table stakes in order for these first responders to do their jobs and do them well. And inherently, those technologies are disconnected technologies, meaning they're mobily enabled. And so when we're deploying for, you know, hurricanes or wildfires or whatever crisis, or just, you know, deploying an EMT and an ambulance to someone's home, you've got to make sure that that network reliability is important. 3/4 of the first responders said that that was their top priority during a crisis situation. So,
wow, very interesting. That is like critical. I mean, you know, that's right there. It's the difference between living and dying right there, correct?
It can be. And I would also say that there are going to be plenty of circumstances where traditional communications becomes interrupted. And so what I would share with your listeners is that Verizon Frontline has invested in resources and professionals. The Verizon Frontline Crisis Response Team deploys to support our public safety agencies. This year alone, we have responded to nearly 1,500 requests for deployments, and that has included over 6,000 solutions where we needed to support a very specific mission that covered 800 federal, state, and local agencies across all 50 states in the District of Columbia. So we are out in force, and we are there shoulder to shoulder to serve our first responders.
I love it. Maggie, so does a lot of the difference with the 5G, is that a big, a big help with that, with this whole thing?
It is. We are seeing first responders embracing new technology at rates that are really accelerating. And we attribute a lot of that to 5G connectivity. So back in 2021, Verizon invested over $50 billion in 5G C-band spectrum nationwide to provide greater bandwidth, greater throughput, higher reliability, higher security. And we are very proud to now be able to say we are America's most reliable 5G network. And that is absolutely crucial to being able to have public safety adopt some of these newer technologies at a faster pace than they've ever adopted it in the past.
Right. And just impacting the emergency response nationwide is like huge. So, wow. This is, you know what? Kudos to Verizon. And of course, gosh, how do our listeners find out more information, or how do they even become involved? One, I really want to express myself of, you know, like you said, really just saying thank you to the first responders when you see them. It really makes an impact on them. But as far as the public, what can they do?
So if they'd like to learn more about Verizon Frontline, come to verizon.com/frontline. But I would also just challenge your listeners with a simple thank you. It goes a long way. And I will commit Verizon Frontline will continue to innovate and to be a partner to our first responders so that they have the tools and technology and the communications that they need to keep us safe and to keep them safe.
There you go. Maggie, thank you again for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And happy holidays. We're almost there, right?
So absolutely. Happy holidays. And thank you so much for letting me join you today.
You got it. Take care, Maggie. Thank you. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
HypnoBabies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. HypnoBabies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier, and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit HypnoBabies.com. That's HypnoBabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And let's bring our next guest on. If you've ever taken an Uber or binged a show on Netflix, these are all of me, or enjoyed a weekend at Airbnb, then you use a service offered by a company called, their started their cloud journey with Amazon Web Services. And today we're going to talk with Isaiah Steinfield. He's a tech entrepreneur and a digital project leader. Let's welcome Isaiah. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This is a big year for your organization. Tell us a little bit about you and that.
Yeah, so this month at AWS, we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary of our flagship startup program, AWS Activate. So since we first launched, we've helped some of the greatest startups today start their cloud journey and accelerate their growth, from DoorDash and Airbnb to Wiz, Airtasker, and Hugging Face. More than 280,000 startups worldwide have used AWS Activate, and we provided more than $6 billion in AWS credits to startups around the globe to help them build their solutions in the cloud and bring them to market.
I love that. Wow. How long have you been doing this? You said 10 years? This is the 10th year?
Yeah, this is our 10-year anniversary. So, you know, AWS really helped pioneer the cloud space and most of that early stage growth. And even today, like startups, right? They helped kind of pioneer what that next innovation always is going to look like. So very exciting times.
Very cool. And let me ask you, you talk about that one of the biggest mistakes an entrepreneur makes is trying to do it alone. And I love that because I always think we're better together, right? So why is that so important to seek support?
So when you think about it, you know, when Activate started back in 2013, we were in a decade-long period of growth for startups. And right now in this current climate, startups today are facing tight capital market, which means, you know, getting support to build their fundamentals right, credits to test drive the latest technologies and extend their runway, all of these things are more important than ever. And so AWS Activate offers all of that and more entirely for free. So our message to entrepreneurs is we're here to help you succeed, you know, no matter the stage of your startup or the industry you're in. Honestly, most of us at AWS startups in this organization, we're all former founders, myself included. So as a repeat founder before joining AWS, I understand, you know, when you're building something like this alone and getting an idea off the ground, the value that AWS Activate can provide with an army of experts in your corner, this network and the community, it's so invaluable. All of those opportunities for potential customers and investors, it's a support system that founders can tap into when they need to overcome those barriers and accelerate growth, especially in this current climate.
I love that. Okay, so you're offering networking and training with up to $100,000 in AWS credits. Could you share that with us?
Yeah, so first, let me start, you know, by saying AWS Activate is completely free. So all entrepreneurs have to do is sign up to gain access to all of these resources from the program. And then from there, you know, they'll have access to a library of business and technical resources, you know, covering a myriad of purposeful themes. So think everything from fundraising, raising capital, or legal guidance, or technical documentation on, you know, what's the right architecture, or hot topics like generative AI and security. All of these things are tailored to different stages and needs. So taking a startup from zero to one, but also one to 100 and 100 to 1,000. Two, we have a variety of accelerator programs that cover, you know, different segments. So such as like fintech, generative AI, education, as well as our AWS Impact Accelerator. We've committed $30 million to help level the playing field for underrepresented founders, offering resources, capital, and community. And then we also have our exclusive offers, you know, dozens of technology vendors, AWS partners like MongoDB, HubSpot, all of this valued upwards of $800,000 in total savings. So when you wrap all of this together with a network of hundreds of thousands of peers, also the chance to connect with potential investors and customers through tools like our Startup Showcase, this really is a huge unlock for founders and startups in this current, you know, stage.
Very cool. Very cool. So what businesses, and, you know, would be wanting to use your services?
Yeah. So really it's a startup, thinking, you know, going from concept, and startups, what's nice about that particular like term, it's really, it could be in any, you know, vertical or segment. It's agnostic in that sense, but really the idea is like taking and wrapping new technologies in a new way to help, you know, enhance or create a whole new space. So, you know, AWS Activate was the first startup program by a cloud provider to offer credits. And so as startup founders ourselves, you know, we understand the value of experimenting in these new spaces. So different solutions and technologies when building something new, these Activate credit packages that we offer up, they're designed to just, you know, offer and support that. So there's no upfront cost. It's very little for founders. They just need to apply for different credit packages, and they range anywhere from $1,000 all the way up to $100,000. And so founders can use these credits to access developer or business support as well as, you know, tech services like compute, storage, databases, all the way to emerging technologies like machine learning and artificial intelligence. So this is all really set to help, you know, take that first step all the way through the entire journey, actually.
Wow, that's incredible. And I know that cloud technology is constantly evolving. What's in the future?
Yeah, so very exciting time. Here at AWS, we're excited to support the next generation of tech innovators and founders. And so, you know, this recent advancement in artificial intelligence that we're seeing right now, we've been working with a lot of great generative AI startups who are building super interesting and creative products. And they're really poised to accelerate different sectors. And so you can think of this from groundbreaking applications like drug discovery to visual effects for filmmaking. We're super excited to see how the cloud can support the next great thing.
Very, very cool. And so how can my listeners sign up for this, get information, and learn more?
Yeah, so if you've got a great idea, you're curious, or you're launching your next startup, please visit us at startups.aws.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Let's connect on social so I can share this in a huge way.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Remember, if you would like tickets and you want to go see the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, November 11th, 8 o'clock, Saturday night, something fun to do, text us right here at 805-419-0008. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Building a positive attitude begins with having confidence in yourself. Believe you can. With that, I'll talk to you next week.